At 4:30 in the morning, most people are still dreaming in their sleep. Yet here in this house, the lights are already on. For the past 3 years, Dr. Zhang Qingxi, a professor in the economics department of the National Taiwan University, and his wife have gotten up very early in the morning. They have never missed a day. At this time, their academic reputations, social status, and all kinds of dazzling positions in the everyday world become dimmer and dimmer. They not only consider themselves scholars and professors, but also Falun Dafa practitioners. Just like the 100 million Falun Gong practitioners all over the world, they are glad to attend morning group practice and welcome the day in a sincere way. Professor Zhang is a renowned economist in Taiwan and a faculty member of the National Taiwan University Department and Graduate Institute of Economics. He has been teaching in NTU for 30 years. He has taught countless students who have also gone on to become scholars and experts, and has published more than 40 articles in his professional field. Back in the early years, Taiwan's academic community was full of textbooks originally written in English. However, one book written by Professor Zhang was designated as an economics textbook for all the universities in Taiwan. It was the first economics textbook for university students published in Taiwan. His book was unprecedented at the time, and his academic status became even more well recognized by the academic community. Xiao He Ling was an assistant professor in Dongwu University for more than 10 years. Currently, she is a full-time housewife. They both have impressive academic backgrounds and records. However, once they attained all the things that they had spent their lives pursuing, like fame, status, and wealth, suddenly they were shocked to realize that in this process of pursuing their goals, they had unknowingly lost their physical health and peace of mind. This kind of midlife crisis is indeed difficult to describe.
It has always been very painful for me to live in this world and be affected by this external environment. I have lived an uneasy life. It didn't matter if I felt joy, anger, sadness, or happiness. They all made me feel uncomfortable. I wanted to go beyond it, so I read a lot of books. I even studied religious and non-religious schools of thought. Why did I choose Falun Gong then? Actually, I had practiced other self-improvement methods, yet my mind was still unable to be peaceful. I wondered, would I ever be able to reach my goal? I really didn't know. I had questions in my mind about all these methods and was not convinced about their teachings. It was not until I read the book Drum Falun that my mind started to settle down. The method taught by Falun Gong is very simple. You just get right into it and practice truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance in your day-to-day life. How you deal with everything is related to how you understand these principles of Falun Gong. I feel that taking this path was very natural for me. With the other practices that I tried, they taught you to do this or that, or they asked you to follow some precepts or rules. None of them made any sense to me. Now, however, my mind and my body are at ease.
I am already over 50. I noticed that after turning 40, my eyesight started to deteriorate and my eyes gradually showed signs of presbyopia. The physical condition of my body gradually declined. In the past, I conducted myself based on some philosophy or motto, or on biographies of great people. I thought this would elevate my mind and body. Nevertheless, what they talk about is very limited and incomplete. The systematic theories seem empty or lacking in some way, which make them difficult to apply and follow. After you practice Falun Gong, it gives you a brand new perception of life. You understand that what it teaches makes honest-to-goodness sense. And because of that, you feel a certainty that you can continue practicing it. It's a very fulfilling feeling. Your mind and body are at ease. Yet that's not all. As a matter of fact, it helps you carry out the purpose of your life in your day-to-day activities. Therefore, you live every day with a great sense of fulfillment. Because of this, I think I'm lucky to have learned Falun Gong when I did.
Feeling fortunate to have learned Falun Dafa after he passed middle age was a turning point for Professor Zhang. Before 1997, Professor Zhang felt the purpose of his life was to eliminate injustice in the world and to demand justice in society. In 1989, he formed an organization called the Clean Group with other professors in Taiwan. These intellectuals wrote political commentary, yet did not get directly involved with politics. The purpose of the organization was to promote and achieve a free, fair, democratic, multifaceted, and egalitarian modern society. Based on their sense of justice and moral conscience, these 20 to 30 members of the Clean Group wrote the commentary based on their professional knowledge. Among intellectuals in the field, they were looked up to as virtuous scholars. Professor Zhang assumed the position of head of the Clean Group from 1997 to 1998. He challenged the authorities and exposed their misdeeds. He condemned their inappropriate policies both in speech and in writing. He took a stand and marched on the street for minority groups. That was Professor Zhang in high and elated spirits, but also one with anger.
He used to be an extremely impatient person. He was the kind of person who took justice in society very seriously. So his whole appearance looked very tense. Whenever he encountered something that didn't match his standard of justice, his body would reflect it. He wanted to demand justice and would fight with others. Now, because he has been practicing Falun Gong, you can see that his whole face and his whole appearance looked kind and gentle. Before, although he didn't have any illnesses, because of overworking himself for such a long time, you could see that his complexion was not good, and he looked exhausted. Now, because he has been practicing Falun Gong, you can see that his whole face and his whole appearance looked kind and gentle. Before, his complexion turned reddish, and he had a very short temper. He put a lot of pressure on others. It would be impossible for him to tolerate someone if they couldn't meet his standard of efficiency. For example, when I drove a car, he would sit beside me and complain about my bad driving, and he would be very nervous. Or if someone didn't drive fast enough, he couldn't stand it. But now he's not like that.
What about Professor Zhang himself? What does he think about his former self? The man who used to dare to roar at the political authority and who rushed to take the lead in stamping out corrupt officials is now a Falun Gong practitioner. Comparing his past with his present, he shares his profound insight.
I participated in and pushed through a lot of movements in society, yet I felt very helpless. It was difficult to try to do something to change the whole of society. Later, I told myself, it doesn't matter, it's good enough as long as I myself have contributed and can account for myself. Yet, all these things, whether it was doing academic research or participating in social movements, were actually very tiring. I used to play computer games and watch TV to relax myself. I felt that that was how I could unwind and save energy for the next day. After I practiced Falun Gong, I changed completely. Just from reading Falun Gong's books and practicing Falun Gong exercises, I noticed remarkable changes in how I felt. Gradually, I no longer needed the games or TV to relax. Besides, after I got rid of those activities, I started to have a lot of free time that I could use for Falun Gong. Before I practiced Falun Gong, sometimes my body became very tense because I was so busy working. I could not relax. Even if I laid down, I was still not relaxed. Yet after I started practicing Falun Gong, I gradually understood what relaxation was. Now, when I lie down, I can actually feel the energy from practicing Falun Gong moving in my body. Now I can actually feel comfortable and truly at ease.
To relax doesn't just mean relaxing the body. Professor Zhang tells us his whole mind is also more at ease. In the past, he thought that since he maintained justice for the human world and didn't seek fame or wealth, he should be considered a good person. However, from practicing Falun Gong, he understood that he should regard the nature of the universe, namely truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, as the highest criterion to discipline his thoughts and conduct. Thus, he came to realize what a good person really is.
Falun Dafa's highest principles are truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. In the past, I pursued truth. In fact, academic pursuits also seek truth, but I even sought truth in my social activities and daily life. As for compassion and tolerance, I didn't do very well. So I feel my greatest change has to do with tolerance. I am not bothered by as many things now, which is quite a significant change for me. When encountering disagreements or conflicts, the changes I needed to make to maintain a heart of compassion and kindness touched very deep. I gradually realized that for the personality traits I felt particularly good about in myself, there are still some things which are not very good reflected in them. This is because the standards used in our society are substantially different from Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. Actually, these principles exist in everyday life, and if one has a deeper understanding of the principles, one can see that they apply in any situation. By following truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, I learned to listen to others first, to not insist others agree with my viewpoint, and to be kind to others when expressing myself.
The body is relaxed, the facial appearance becomes calm, and the mind also grows to be peaceful. However, his friends, especially those who fought shoulder to shoulder with him to resist all unreasonable policies and phenomena in society, started to feel like they didn't know him anymore. Some said Professor Zhang had become passive after he began practicing Falun Gong and had lost his ambition to fight. However, Zhang thinks that after learning Falun Gong, he is now more concerned about the development of human society as a whole.
After I joined the Clean Group, I became the chairman. Nevertheless, many people think in the past that I had done a lot for the uprightness of society and had made some contributions, but in the middle of it all, I started to feel that I couldn't really do too much, as if all it did was to make me feel better about myself. After I learned Falun Gong, my viewpoint on many things changed. This also caused some of my old friends, these good friends of mine, to misunderstand. They think that you practitioners always restrain yourselves. When anything happens, you always look inside for the reasons and pay little attention to the righteousness of society. They even criticized me, saying that in a meeting, I now sit quietly for 2 hours, whereas before I used to glare with anger, argue with others, and slap the table. Now I listen carefully, and they found that hard to accept. They asked me whether I was still concerned about society and who would help fight injustice. But since I started practicing Falun Gong, I'm even more concerned about this society, and now think how to really make society better. The answer, I found, is that people's hearts have to change. That is the real issue. If people's hearts don't change, other approaches won't be very useful. Superficially, you may achieve a little, or sometimes it may change for the moment, but the effect is short-lived and has limited strength. Can that be considered an effective change? Actually, many who are involved with social activism know that when they reach a certain point and really can't find any way to work things out, they have to turn to education. And education needs to begin during childhood, because for adults it's hard to change their minds and habits. Educating a person from childhood until he or she enters society takes 10 or 20 years. Genuinely practicing Falun Gong changes a person in 2 or 3 months, and within several years, a person's entire outlook on life has changed. His behavior will also change for the better. People make noticeable changes in their conduct soon after learning Falun Gong. So from my point of view as a professor, I think it is indeed much more efficient than standard education. I developed a different point of view about society, which is, if we really want our society or country to improve, there exists a set of principles that can achieve this. The principles are clearly stated in Falun Gong as being truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. You will notice that those who practice Falun Gong, their understandings about society or concerns towards society are somewhat different than the norm. They try to always be thoughtful of others first and not pursue various desires like fame or profit. So their behavior is more effective in improving the state of society. This is the path I have taken. So, especially with my past friends, I of course am not thinking that what they are doing has no effect. However, now I understand that in the past my biggest pursuit or goal was social justice. But true justice is explained in Falun Gong. If you've studied Falun Gong, you will know what justice is. Human life is really very fair. You will know this principle if you practice Falun Gong.
From what Professor Zhang has said, Falun Dafa changed his outlook on life, the world, and the universe. For such an outstanding scholar in the field of economics research, why did he choose to take up the practice of Falun Dafa? How did Falun Dafa enlighten and help him? Did he really, after serious thinking and reflection, make a rational choice?
When I began to learn about Falun Gong, I had a difficult time of it because I think that scholars have their own mental obstacles. Later, as I continually listened to the lecture tapes, I gradually learned the contents of Falun Gong. I discovered that the teacher is very righteous, not hoarding money, not holding on to material possessions, and not pursuing fame or profit. To practice Falun Gong, aside from maybe buying books or tapes, there are no other expenses. You can even get the books free from the internet or listen to the lectures online. You should start by trying to be a good person according to truth, compassion, and tolerance, and then try and be even better and better. So there's nothing to lose, but it still took me several months to finally decide to practice Falun Gong. As for the study of economics, it is knowledge, principles, theories, and propositions. Because economists or other theorists could justify themselves, explain a phenomenon and make some predictions, it became a distinct doctrine. If someone's theory has a wider scope, he is then a greater scholar. As for Nobel Prize winners, in fact, many of their theories have very narrow scopes. Then, even using the current scientific definitions to look at Falun Gong or the book Duan Falun, one finds that it is in fact a very, very broad science and a supernormal science because it talks about many things that modern science cannot yet explain or does not even approach. Therefore, I felt that given our current definitions about science, Falun Gong is very scientific because it talks about so many things without any contradiction. This is a fundamental condition for me to accept it. Of course, I also have some friends that could not accept it as they are dedicated to so-called theories of the academic world. These things basically block them from considering truth beyond the scope of those theories, or even from learning something as profound as Falun Gong. Sometimes I feel sad for them. My own understanding is that it's not superstition, it's a supernormal science.
Professor Zhang's regrets for some of his academic friends don't extend to his family. Professor Zhang's only son is 21 years old. When his parents first introduced Dafa to him, his initial attitude was to reject it. But driven by curiosity, he read Falun Gong's founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi's book, Duan Falun, and the broad and profound content suddenly opened his mind. Based on his acceptance of the principles, he started to practice Falun Dafa of his own free will.
I want to learn and practice Falun Gong because from the book Duan Falun, I have found the meaning of life. The purpose of life is not just to make money or pursue status and material interests. I understand the purpose is to return to your true self. I don't do this because my body's not feeling right, or I'm trying to find something to comfort myself. I genuinely want to live with a heart of goodness, which is my true self.
Usually people equate the so-called cultivation practice with religions and temples. But does this young man find the activities of reading Dafa books and practicing the exercises boring? He has his own understanding.
Comparing myself to my friends, they always want to do this or to do that. They have many desires. I'm sure I was once like that too. But after reading Zhuangfalun, I feel that it's not that my life is more boring than a regular everyday life. Rather, it is because my desires have diminished, and as such, I am more easily content. Since my satisfaction is simpler, my life is happier, because I am not always thinking about what more I want. But as to my friends, they often feel unsatisfied and always search for something else. Their lives may seem to be more vibrant than mine, but I am enriching myself, whereas they often feel discontent. So I feel that my life is meaningful.
The three Falun Dafa practitioners in this family have experienced more kindness amongst themselves by following the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. They first check inside whenever they encounter conflicts and try to find their own shortcomings. When some conflicts do occur, all of them look to see how their actions may have contributed to the conflict, so they do not shirk responsibility or shift the blame onto others. Their relationships have gradually become more harmonious.
Before practicing Falun Gong, the three of us all had different personality traits. My husband had a quick temper, while my son was very slow to anger, and I was caught in the middle. Tension would occur because we failed to cooperate with each other. I feel that after we began to practice Falun Gong, my husband became more thoughtful and patient. When we feel that we have come across a difficult situation or we feel uncomfortable in some way, we will quickly change our attitude and will no longer have that uncomfortable feeling. If this happened before, I would feel uneasy for a long period of time. Now I will no longer be like this. So all of us have changed ourselves for the better.
Since both Zhang Qingxi and Qiao Huiling have changed tremendously after practicing Falun Gong, they make use of their spare time to tell others about Falun Dafa, hoping that more people will also benefit from practicing it. We can always find them involved in many activities. They even opened up their own home to have the 9-day group study and exercise practice. They also set up a practice site to help people learn more about Falun Dafa.
Falun Gong can really change people. When we hold a 9-day class showing the lecture videos, we find that people really change significantly, both physically and mentally. People's attitudes and behaviors keep improving within a very short period of time, changing for the better. So I will try my best to let other people know that this practice is very good, and that one can improve oneself very quickly and live a more meaningful life.
Professor Zhang and his wife expressed that every Falun Gong practitioner has the responsibility to clarify the truth of Falun Gong. For example, what is Falun Gong? What do the Falun Gong practitioners practice? What is the meaning of cultivation? They also share the facts that Falun Gong brings improved health and well-being. We should let the people of the world have a correct understanding.
As practitioners of Falun Gong, we hope to clarify two things to the people of the world. The first is that Falun Dafa is a righteous teaching, and it is indeed good for people's bodies and minds. The second thing is that it is not right to persecute and ban Falun Gong in mainland China. Falun Gong is good not just because it improves the body and mind. In my understanding, if something does not have a complete set of teachings, I don't think I will keep on practicing it. The teachings of Falun Gong are based on the universal principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. These apply to everyone. So I hope people all around the world will at least know that Falun Gong is good. Many lies have been fabricated against Falun Gong in mainland China. Actually, all the other countries around the world hold Falun Gong in high regards and speak positively about it. Falun Gong practitioners try to be a good person in the workplace, at home, and in society, seeking no reputation and no profits. This will benefit any country in any society. If you read the book Zhuan Falun, or if you meet practitioners, you will understand this truth.
Zhuan Falun is a book written by the founder of Falun Gong, Mr. Li Hongzhi. The principles expounded in this book are simple and profound. Around the world, after reading this book, there are over 100 million people who understand the true meaning of being a human being and the existence of life.
I solemnly introduce Zhuan Falun to all of you. It talks about the phenomena and principles of life, the universe and all matter. It also includes the supernormal science and discusses the losses and gains of a human being. It provides a universal view of life. I found my own view of life from this book. I had questions such as, why are human beings born in this world? What is a person's life all about? Why do we live here? The principles are explained very clearly in this book. Zhuan Falun provides a complete framework to help us understand our lives.
Some people wonder if Falun Gong is superstitious, or if it really is a supernormal science. Why are there over 100 million people all over the world learning Falun Gong? If it is really something as mentioned in the Chinese government's reports as ignorant superstition, how can it stand the test by such a large group of people for such a long period of time? Are the principles expounded in the book of Zhuan Falun really that encompassing and profound? How can it attract the intellectuals in all fields who have read the books? Please read Zhuan Falun and you will find the answers yourselves. To read the book over the internet, please go to www.falundafa.org.
Eliminating Demons, a painting of Zhonghui, who is a legendary Chinese god that guards the door. It is said that he can kill evil spirits, so people like to put his portrait up on their doors to drive away evil spirits and ghosts. Zhonghui's eyes are as round as a tiger's. He looks angry, as if he will not give up until all evil forces are eliminated. Good people not need be scared, but bad people must watch their step. The song playing is called In Front of the Door of Heavenly Peace and is performed by a Falun Gong practitioner in the U.S. To enjoy more art and music by practitioners of Falun Gong, please go to www.pureinsight.org.